Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
One, will we go for a pint? Well, if we were to do so, pubs are due to open on June the 7th. How and ever, many local authorities have bylaws in place which don't allow drinking in public places without special permission. Now, the government are telling us this summer to think safety, think outdoors, but with the weather doing what it does, and it's been very, very mixed over the last while, possibly about to get worse in the next couple of days, it's hard to think of having a pint or enjoying a pint with a few friends outside a pub somewhere, even if that were possible. I'm joined now by Pádraig Cribben, who's Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Pádraig, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
I'm sure it was good news for you and your members at pubs. It was announced that they're due to open on June the 7th. But let me talk to you about the present problem for your pubs that you're all discussing at the moment, especially the pubs that don't have outdoor spaces. I mean, what are they proposing to do in that situation?
Well, Cormac, the first thing to say is we welcomed the approach of government last week, particularly the approach whereby they've got rid of the crazy idea of splitting food and non-food pubs and the even crazier idea of the €9 meal. So we welcomed that. The outdoor is really a first step, and it was always signposted that it would be outdoor initially. Of course, that's not for everybody. We would think that a majority of our members, maybe up to as much as 70-75%, will not be able to trade outdoors because they don't have outdoor facilities.
70 or 75% of them?
Yeah, we think it could be as high as that, certainly.
So what are they going to do, Pádraig?
Well, essentially, they won't be in a position to trade in a lot of cases until the capacity to move indoors happens. And, you know, I think that is the key. I mean, you said yourself in the intro, anybody who was out yesterday wouldn't be particularly interested in having a pint outdoors or having a steak outdoors or having a pint and a steak outdoors.
They'd want to be fairly desperate, wouldn't they?
Well, you'd want to be fairly desperate and you'd want to be well anchored as well. But, you know, I think the key here, and if we look at what has happened in the north and if we look at what's happening in the north and what is happening actually in England, the period between the outdoor and the indoor is quite short. It's in the order of about 3 weeks. And we would think that that's the solution that's needed so that everybody can get back to trade in a safe manner.
What about,
and safety obviously is the priority.
Okay, so you want that window closed to as short a window as possible. But what about a report in the Star newspaper today? The president of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, Mark McGowan, he said he was looking for an amnesty of any planning law that restricts the sale and supply of alcohol in a public place to help the restricted business trade. Now, is that something you'd support? Do you see that working?
Yeah, well, you see, there are different bylaws in different towns, and certainly there are bylaws in some towns and some cities where it does prohibit the consumption of alcohol in public places. A temporary amnesty in that area certainly would be helpful. But the key, as I say, is to get indoors and to get indoors in a safe manner. Because the one thing that we do need is we do need controlled environments at the moment. We do realise that there are still dangers out there. Mm. And we're quite happy for our members to provide those controlled environments, both for those that can in an outdoor way and then in an indoor way
It's risky, Pádraig, anywhere indoors now, isn't it? I mean, even if the most vulnerable and the elderly are vaccinated, you see what's happening in India, you see what's happening in Canada, you see what's happening in Donegal, even.
Yeah,
what's happening in Ireland last Christmas.
And I saw what was happening in the Crucible last night, where you had people shoulder to shoulder at the snooker final, absolutely shoulder to shoulder with a higher vaccination level. And the vaccination is the key. And bear in mind that we're talking now on the 4th or 5th of May, but I'm looking at a scenario then. What I'm projecting forward is the guts of 2 months out. And in that period, certainly, our vaccination level will be at least as high as the English level at the moment, if indeed not higher. So let's not judge for 2 months' time on the basis of where we are today with the vaccination, mm-hmm. but rather where we will be with then. And I assume we will be a lot further down the road. Bear in mind that the Taoiseach is saying that by the end of June, he's still sticking with his 82% having the first vaccination. So if that situation is in place, we'll be a lot further ahead than where England is at the minute.
Am I hearing you correctly, Padraig Cribben of the Vintners Federation of Ireland? You're basically telling me that if Europe can get Schengen countries back to international travel when vaccination is ramped up, surely Ireland can let people have a pint indoors when vaccination ramps up. Is that it?
Well, the science is the same in Europe as it is in Ireland. Sometimes we have slightly different interpretations. But yes, I think that's a reasonable and logical explanation and conclusion to come to.
And what does government say to you when you say that to them?
Well, I think to be fair to government, government are playing a little bit as they go along. I mean, what they said at the end of March was what they were going to do in April and what they hope to do in May. What they said at the end of April is what they're going to do in May and what they hope to do in June. And we suspect that when we come in about 3 weeks' time, they'll be telling us exactly what it is for July. And at that point, we would be expecting that there would be a clear indication of the business moving indoor in early July at the latest.
And would that suit you?
Of course, yeah. I mean, we want businesses to get open in a safe and sustainable manner. And, you know, bear in mind that our businesses now, at that point, will have been closed for 15 months. Very few businesses can sustain being closed for that period of time. So, you know, there is a window of opportunity during the summer when there will be staycations. You know, we won't see that much international tourism in 2021. So, you know, that key period of June, July, August into September is going to be key for the survival of many.
Well, July, August, really. Isn't that what we're talking about realistically? And what if they say to you, Padraig, yeah, we'll allow people indoors for a pint or some food, but only on a restricted capacity basis, maybe 50%, 60%?
Well, you know, there were social distancing guidelines in place in 2020. We expect that there will be some level of social distancing initially, but you know, as everybody gets vaccinated, you know, there does come a time when we have to get back towards and to normality. And hopefully they will give an indication at the end of this month as to when that's going to happen.
A texter says pubs are going to be in for a shock when they reopen, as after a year of lockdown, people will save their cash by drinking at home and pubs will soon close down. How do you respond to that? Because that's an experience an awful lot of people are having, Padraig, up and down the country.
Yeah, the one thing that we saw when pubs opened up last year was there was a massive demand on for indoor drinking and dining when that was allowed together in June. There was a period in September when pubs were allowed open. The research doesn't totally match what that texter is saying. I mean,
Okay, you disagree on that one. Well, I wonder when you do reopen, will prices go up? You have an awful lot of debts accumulated in pubs up and down the country, an awful lot of profits to be made back. An awful lot of investment to getting pubs back open.
The one thing a trade association can't do is talk about pricing, but I would be surprised if there was any massive increases in pricing at a time when you're trying to attract people back.
Yeah,
but that's
some,
not
though.
For me. That's for the individual operators to decide in their own businesses.
But you wouldn't be surprised if it happened here and there.
Well, we didn't see it in 2020. So, you know, I think there's a lot of people jumping to a lot of conclusions that might not turn into reality.
A texter says, drink outdoors, great. Where are the toilets? The street, laneways, people's gardens. This outdoor takeaway drinking is already a big problem in quite a few places, as a listener.
Well, I think the solution to the takeaway drinking is to actually open up the outdoor for pubs and the indoor for pubs. The answer to the question is when you have outdoor, the toilets are indoor and they will have to be used. That's just a fact of life. Mm-hmm. And they will have to be used in a safe way. I think the issue that we've seen over the last number of weeks was not just with takeaway pints. It was the fact that there was, you know, a lot of it, and I saw it myself, was with a lot of product from off licenses, etc. And there weren't toilets available. And the simple solution to that, we believe is to open for outdoor initially and then very quickly for indoor.
Okay, I'll send you, give you one more text. They refer to you fondly, I hope, as this fella says pubs won't trade until people can move indoors. Does he not realise that pubs are trading with plenty of people on paths outside pubs? How are they doing it, says that texter?
Well, this fella, as he's referred to, basically thinks that, you know, pubs will open safely when given the green light by government. They will put in place the requirements that are needed to ensure that they can and will look after their customers. Because bear in mind, in the vast majority of cases around this country, the customers of pubs are also, you know, their locals, their family friends, and they're living in the same community as the publicans are living in. So I have no doubt they will be well catered for, they will be well looked after, and it'll be done in a safe manner.
Okay, well, Padraig Cribben, this fella here has gone way over time, but I am going to ask you about minimum unit pricing briefly at the very end. It's probably something you welcome in the Vintners Federation of Ireland, but would you concede that it's tough on people who can't spend 5 or 6 euro for a pint in a pub?
Well, I think one of the things is that it's only going to affect a very small amount of alcohol sales. That's the first thing to say. The second thing to say is that it has been on the statute books for 3 years and is now being implemented. And, you know, so one of the things that's often missed in the whole debate about very cheap alcohol, there's two things missed about it. The first thing is that, you know, some people look upon it as being consumer friendly. It's not. For the very simple reason that what the supermarkets do in those instances is, and I have 20 odd years experience of dealing with supermarkets, they up the prices of more staple products, whether it be bread, milk or whatever, to compensate for the lower price in alcohol. Yeah. And the second point that's missed is that the state, you and I, the taxpayer subsidises below cost alcohol through the VAT system. Because the supermarket can reclaim more VAT than they actually pay to the exchequer. Okay. On cheap alcohol.
Okay, well, look, I said briefly, that was as brief as a swift one, Padraig, in a pub in town. We'll leave it there. This fella is Padraig Cribben, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.